With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Maureen Rive. The K-9 unit helped to track down a suspect in a break-in early this morning. Police were called to a home on Rossini around 2 a.m. after a homeowner was woken up by their alarm system. Surveillance video showed a person entering in the back of the house and then taking off when the alarm went off. K-9 officer Rolex and his handler tracked down the 24-year-old suspect, who is now facing charges. Some Enfamil infant formula has been recalled because of contamination that could cause bloodstream and nervous system infections. The company issued a recall for Enfamil Nutrimigen A Plus LGG hypoallergenic formula with an expiration date of January 2025. Exact product and item numbers can be found on our website. If you have these products, you should throw them out or return them. Street Help Windsor is starting out the year with a little less worry, thanks to Port Windsor. The authority replaced the organization's aging commercial fridges and freezers, a donation totaling $10,000. The donation will help keep the soup kitchen operational and allow the group to offer more services to the homeless. Erie Shores Healthcare welcomed Derek Eduardo Gonzalez Ruiz as the first baby born in Essex County in 2024. He was born at 4:52 a.m. Monday, weighing 7 pounds and 6 ounces. The family was presented with gifts donated by the nursing staff and local businesses. Defending champion Team Canada has been eliminated from the World Junior Hockey Championship. The Canadians fell 3-2 against Czechia in today's quarterfinals. Blenheim visits Essex in Junior C hockey tonight. In the NHL, the Toronto Maple Leafs are in LA and the Red Wings are in San Jose to take on the Sharks. Cloudy with a small chance of flurries tonight, a low of -1 and wind chill of -5. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of flurries and a high of +2. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.